Good afternoon. I'm Alan Martin. This is your PixNow update. More rain going out there today. Got a live look across the Bay Area. Pretty wet, kind of gloomy, if you will. More rain still coming at us. Let's get over to Mary Lee, who is tracking the conditions for us. Mary?
Well, we have round two today with our second storm system of the week. We'll see a widespread light rain for today as we head through tomorrow. That'll be round three, and that'll be our stronger storm system, a powerful Pacific front that rolls in for tomorrow. And that will bring heavy rain and strong winds, especially for the storm timing of this, 3 to 11 p.m. tomorrow. We'll be watching that closely for you. Storm watch scale for tomorrow. We're looking at rain and wind, the impacts at a 7, flooding at a 6, and the commute at a 9 for tomorrow in the afternoon and for tomorrow evening. Let's time it out for you as we go through the next 48 hours here. We're looking at 3 p.m. widespread light to moderate rain on Futurecast as we head through tomorrow. The rain will pick up. This is Wednesday at 4 p.m. Could see some heavy rain. We'll also see the winds kick up with that high wind watch in effect starting tomorrow in the afternoon for the entire Bay Area. Even as we go through Wednesday night, this is at 10 p.m. You can still see the rain there. So we are looking as we head through the week, 1¾ to more than 2 to 3 inches of rain.
All right, Mary, thanks. The man accused of stabbing two people, setting a house on fire in Vacaville, has been killed by police. Officials say 37-year-old Nathaniel Holland stabbed his girlfriend, and when their teenage daughter intervened, he stabbed her too. Holland then doused their home with gasoline and set it on fire. Three other children were inside, including a 4-year-old girl who was burned before they escaped. A neighbor who didn't want her face shown on camera was a witness.
I seen a couple people run across, and then I heard a loud boom. I get out of my car, and there's children running from the house screaming. I approach the house, and the house is on fire, and the kids are saying, "He stabbed my mom in the neck. He stabbed my mom in the neck."
Holland escaped but was found 4 hours later, 2 miles away. When police tried to detain him, they say he then stabbed a canine officer. A Fairfield police officer shot him, and he died at the hospital overnight. The woman, teenage girl who were stabbed, as well as the 4-year-old who was burned, are all expected to survive their injuries. A manhunt is underway in San Francisco for two masked men who stormed into a home and held a resident at gunpoint. Happened just after midnight in the 200 block of Sagamore in the Ingleside area. The resident was not hurt. Police searched the area for suspects. They say those suspects had already fled the scene. The suspect stole a backpack with a wallet and other items. Some breaking news for you now, a major blow to Brexit. British lawmakers have just crushed the proposed deal to leave the EU. It was voted down by a record margin, 432 to 202. Now, Prime Minister Theresa May will face a no-confidence vote in her government. May has until Monday to come up with a new Brexit proposal. And this just in, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has just announced plans to run for president in 2020. The Democratic senator, elected for her second full term last year, has been a fierce advocate for the Me Too movement and a vocal critic of President Trump. Taking a live look inside the hearing room at the U.S. Capitol, where the confirmation hearing for President Trump's nominee for attorney general is underway. William Barr is in the hot seat answering tough questions from the Senate Judiciary Committee. President Trump chose William Barr to replace Jeff Sessions, who was the frequent target of the president's frustration with the Russia investigation. Shortly after being sworn in, Barr was pressed about special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Barr reassured the committee his loyalty is to the Constitution.
Do you trust him to be fair to the president and the country as a whole?
Yes.
When his report comes to you, will you share it with us as much as possible?
Consistent with the regulations and the law, yes.
Do you believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt against anybody?
I don't believe Mr. Mueller would be involved in a witch hunt.
Barr is expected to be easily confirmed. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who's been overseeing the Russia investigation, announced he would step down once Barr is confirmed. And moments ago at today's hearing, Barr said he would not go after marijuana companies in states where cannabis is legal. The longest government shutdown in U.S. history, now dragged into its 25th day, still no end in sight. President Trump says he won't budge on his demand to build a wall along the southern border. But Democrats are urging the president to reopen the government before they negotiate the wall.
Let's reopen government so we can have a mature discussion about border security without holding 800,000 federal workers hostage.
The gridlock in Washington causing gridlock at the nation's airports. Yesterday, there was a 137% increase in sick calls among TSA agents compared to a year ago. The agency had to fly in officers to cover shifts in Houston as well as Atlanta. Right now, they are all working without pay. Here in the Bay Area, several counties are taking the unusual step of issuing food stamps a month early. That includes San Francisco, Santa Clara, and Contra Costa counties. People in those counties will be able to receive their February CalFresh cards as early as today. And a federal judge in New York has struck down the Trump administration's effort to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The judge called the proposal, quote, unlawful for a multitude of independent reasons. Critics have said the question would discourage non-citizens from participating in the U.S. Census, as the census is meant to account for everyone living in the U.S., not just citizens. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned the judge on his decision. In a statement, Pelosi said in part, this ruling honors the vision of our founders and the letter of the Constitution and represents a major victory for the rule of law and the American people. The case will likely be reviewed by the U.S. Supreme Court. Netflix users, listen to this. The streaming service has just announced it is raising prices again. All three of the company's plans going to increase by $1 to $2. The standard plan will go from $11 to $13 per month. Netflix says it wants to invest more money into new content. The price hikes will be applied to all existing members over the next few months, while new members will be charged the higher price immediately. This is NBC Universal has announced it is launching its own streaming service next year. The yet-to-be-named service will host a variety of programming, which includes the film franchise Jurassic World, as well as hit TV shows such as The Office. The Wall Street Journal reports that that service will be offered free to 52 million pay TV subscribers. Hey, we're free, aren't we? We stream. We'll be back with another update top of the hour. Watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, KPIX.com or our KPIX Facebook page.